Hey, it's Meghna Chakrabarty here, host of On Point. We wanted to give you a little glimpse about what we're going to be talking about next week in the show. We're going to be talking about that massive COVID surge that's going on right now across the United States and also in Europe as well. And so here's a little preview of the kind of thing we're going to be talking about, because for many healthcare workers, this new spike means they've barely had a moment to really step back fully from that first massive wave of COVID cases that hit this spring. And as we've been talking to healthcare workers, we are finding that memories of that first wave are still very fresh and very raw. Emma Rome remembers. Back in March, she watched evidence of the coronavirus' deadliness literally walk into her hospital.
He was like an otherwise healthy man in his early 60s, and he had walked into the hospital, and he was intubated within 20 minutes or a half an hour of coming to the hospital that he had walked into. And that was this very eye-opening, like, man, this is a really scary virus.
By then, Emma, an emergency room nurse at Massachusetts General Hospital, knew her whole life was about to change.
But I think what was hard was just being afraid of getting it and being afraid of, you know, that maybe my mask that had been cleaned three times wasn't, the seal wasn't going to be as good. And, you know, just that stuff that there was no real way of knowing.
And no time to really think about it, because COVID cases were rising fast.
When the tents went up, it felt apocalyptic. Like, they had to turn the ambulance bay then into, like, this testing center, which was great, obviously, so people could get tested. But I think it was just, you know, it was just really wild. And you can always see people have, like, a special symbol, I guess, on their, like, electronic chart that shows if they have it. And I remember just sitting there and looking, you know, in the area I was with, and every single patient having it. We definitely are just as busy as we were in the before times, but it's very challenging because everybody needs to be 6 feet apart. So we reach capacity in a different way and much sooner. You know, we're anticipating this other big surge, and we're already kind of starting to see an uptick. And that is what really worries me for when the surge comes, is how we're possibly going to take care of everybody. And what the hospital did last time is they kind of shut everything down. So they shut down the planned surgeries. They shut down, like, a lot of the outpatient stuff. I don't think that they're going to be able to shut down all that revenue again and all those patients again. My boyfriend also worked in the ER for, I think it's 17 or 18 years, and then he was told he had to come back to the ER. They rearranged everything, and anybody who had been in the ER was told that they had to come back. And I have two stepkids who are with us half the time, and, you know, we love dearly. And it was a really hard decision because we had to decide right in the beginning of it to have them just stay with their mother. So we weren't able to see them, and it happened just very abruptly, and it was devastating. And I think seeing it resurging again reminds me how scared I was and how it wasn't that long ago. And even I was just listening to NPR, and they were talking about it surging in Wisconsin, and I got really anxious. And I remembered, you know, they talked about making the tent, and I remembered the, you know, tents we had and just how stressful it was and how alone we all were. I'm scared for it to happen again, you know, just because I know what it was like. And I think it's going to be worse this time because there's the flu, because the money stuff, you know, that we're not going to be able to shut down in the same way that we were. And I think anticipating that while knowing what I'm really getting into again is scary. I think it's really scary.
That's Emma Rome. She's an emergency room nurse at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. And as I mentioned, next week we're going to be talking a lot about the COVID surge that's going on. And yes, we will also be talking about the election and how the two are colliding yet again. So we want to know, though, from you where you are. Are you seeing that surge in cases? Has it had an impact on you? What is happening in your life regarding the pandemic right now? And how much do you think it is influencing how this country might decide who it wants as president of the United States? So call us with your story at 617-353-0683. That's 617-353-0683. We want to hear from you. And thanks, as always, for listening to our podcast. Tap subscribe if you haven't already. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.